Hi there, welcome. My name's Nick. I'm the Mystic Next Door, and I am so happy that you're here to walk through this process with me on how to really create a new sense of inner peace with yourself to eliminate inner conflict in a really powerful way. I believe this is one of the most important and fundamental things that you can do for yourself because inner conflict, by its nature, is working against yourself, right? Certain part of you is fighting with another part of you, and it slows us down, it drags us down, it depletes us, it creates doubt, it creates fear, it allows us to play into old patterns really easily. And this relationship with yourself is the lens that you're experiencing everything in your life. Your everything in your life, every experience that you have is filtered through this lens of your relationship with yourself. And when we are in a place where that is centered on conflict, right, then we tend to see the world through conflict, right? Looking for competition, comparison, trying to win out over everybody else, right? And all of these sorts of things that really set us up in conflict and animosity with the world, and which is a result of what's going on inside of ourselves. So it becomes a mirror or an echo chamber to keep playing those patterns out. So eliminating this, right, really reforming this relationship is absolutely fundamental and will so change so many aspects of your life. I can't even tell you. So I want to dive into it. I've got my peace treaty. I've got the document that you've got right on the screen right in front of me as well. So, and we're just going to walk through this together. If you haven't read through it, definitely read the notes and comments because it really does provide a good guideline, and we're going to expand on that in a few different ways here. So step one is naming the voices inside of your head. Solving inner conflict can be challenging because we just want it to be done, right? And it's almost like trying to beat that bad part of you into submission so that you can win out over it, right? And it becomes this inner battle. And that's just not fun, and it's not productive. And we'll get into that for a few different reasons. But it's understanding that it is all you. So ironically, even if you win, you lose because there's a part of you that got destroyed in the process. And whether you labeled that bad or wrong or whatever, you wind up doing harm to yourself because it's all you. So we need a healthier way to deal with this. And that's why we want to name the voices in your head. So what you want to do, if you don't have it already, is grab yourself a notepad. You can certainly pause the video, make sure that you have a notepad handy. And you want to write down these answers. Basically, super simple. We'll just close your eyes, take a nice deep breath. We'll do it together. And call up the loudest inner critic that you have. And your first impulse might be to maybe you're a little ashamed of it, or maybe you're just really annoyed with it and making it wrong. But what we want to do instead is actually just really listen to it. You're in a safe place. It's not going to take over and hijack you. We're just going to give it a chance to really be heard. And listen with detail to the tone of the voice, the tenor of the voice, the words that they use, the language, and see if that reminds you of somebody in your life. Could be a parent, could be a mentor or a teacher, could be a friend, it could be something oftentimes from when we're young, but whatever that is. And just by the way, don't get too wrapped up around this part. If it's not immediately obvious, that's totally okay. You don't have to recognize that. It's just oftentimes that's really obvious to people, but totally not necessary. So write that down, and if you know who that is, you can write that person down as well. But you want to take notes about this, and if it doesn't have a name, maybe you want to give it a name so that you can communicate with this part. Try to stay away from super disparaging names like a-hole or jerk or whatever because it's part of you, okay? That's the part we get to take really full ownership of and just say, yeah, this is part of me. This is a part of me that I've adopted. And now we need to learn how to have a healthy relationship. So you know, you can write down some of the things that it says. You can give it a name if you want, so that you've got that part of yourself in a context that you can communicate with. It's almost like a persona. And if this sounds kind of crazy, like split personalities, just know that this is actually based on really sound scientific research. And if you see this play out in your life, you recognize that there are different aspects of you that come out in different ways depending on the context. You know, you might be that super chill person until they push you just too far, and then a whole different part of you comes out after that, you know, anger or resentment or, you know, whatever that is, aggression. So we have these different parts already. We're just learning how to name them and really pay attention to them so that we can have a better conversation, okay? So you can go ahead and pause the video right now if you haven't if you haven't done that part. Go ahead and do that. If you have done it, you can again pause the video and do it again, and do this for as many times as you need to bring out a few of those different voices. You may have just a few, you may have a whole bunch of them, right? A whole circus going on up there. You're good either way, but do spend a little bit of time to bring those out, okay? Good, now that we're back, you can go back through a few of those voices, and you'll see in the worksheet, you wanna know as best as you can, well, hey, what does this part of me actually really want? What's it afraid of? Is it trying to protect you in some way? If you can open up the conversation to see what is it? Typically, these parts of ourselves have a positive intent. They're just going about it in a maybe not so nice way, not so productive way. But they have a positive intent. One way to look at this is as kind of like a child, right, would go about filling their needs in a not so healthy or productive way. They want attention, so they throw a tantrum, right? Well, little parts inside of ourselves throw tantrums when we do things that set that off. What does it really want? Well, it just wants to be seen and heard. It just wants to be paid attention to, right? Like I said, maybe it wants to protect you. Do your best to jot down some ideas about what the positive intention might be there. That's really important. We're going to come back to that later. So do that with all the voices that you can, all the ones that seem relevant. It's okay. You can always do it again and go see what else you find. And then go ahead and list them all out. These are the parties of the agreement. We're going to make a new agreement with ourselves. And you need to know who's making the agreement. So you can list those out for yourself, you know, one, two, three, four, you. I always, party number one is like you, but not necessarily like you all jumbled together. It's like the full potential version of you. You at your most amazing self, right? That's party number one. Now, step two here is the grievances. But before we get into that, I wanted to mention really briefly is to look at the style, what I call the style of warfare. So when you've got inner conflict going on, it's kind of like a war inside of yourself. And some people are like, well, my head wants this and my heart wants that, or this part of me wants this and that part of me wants that. Or that inner critic, right, is one that is, you know, can be really difficult to deal with. So it's helpful to understand, well, what is this part, like, what is the style of fighting that they're into, right? Is it like a full frontal assault where everything's kind of cool and then all of a sudden it's just like rushing you to with everything that they have to take you down? You know, is it like a long-term siege, you know, like sieging the castle where, you know, the full potential part of you is kind of like siloed off, you know, sort of sitting behind the walls, maybe slinging a few, you know, arrows and rocks over the wall. And then that other part of you is just assaulting those walls and trying everything it can to chip away and to get inside and to bring that down, you know, from the inside out. You know, one of the most popular ones and really, really exhausting ones is trench warfare. If you've ever studied anything about World War I, you have an idea, although I'm sure any of us who weren't there can't imagine the horror of trench warfare, right? Just being dug in. And so what happens there inside of ourselves, if you were to take that inside of yourself, it's like this side is so adamant this is the right way, and this side is so adamant that this is the right way, and we're just going to dig in and constantly go back and forth like that. And it stretches and to the limit and really breaks, really brings it to the breaking point. Another one, this is one that was really popular in me personally, guerrilla warfare, right? So that's like, we're going along and everything's pretty well. And then out of the blue, it's just bam, you know, ambush. And so that was something, just as a quick aside, this is something I encountered a lot with myself as a musician. And one of the most challenging parts is that's actually what got me into personal development, was my own challenges with performance anxiety, where I'd be doing all my preparation and really set myself up for success. And there I am sitting on stage and everything's going great. And then bam, that ambush, you know, for me, it was like just a voice in the back of my head. Like, you can't do it. You're going to screw it up. You know, look out, you know, you're going to embarrass yourself. And that kind of guerrilla warfare that really took me by surprise. So, you know, knowing how those voices operate and how they attack and interact and fight with one another is actually really helpful. You know, whether that's like any one of those styles that I listed or some other kind of style, but just having a basic understanding of how they go about that is really, really helpful. So that's going to bring us on to the official step two here in your workbook, which is the grievances. So going back now to your list of people, your list of voices, and understanding their positive intent is really helpful, but also understanding, well, what are they so angry about it to begin with? And I'll bet, you know, your full potential self has some of its own grievances there towards those other voices, you know, maybe trying to take it down, trying to pull it out, you know, trying to pull it out of its lane, whatever the case may be. Or maybe it is that, you know, quote unquote, negative part of you, one of those naysayers, in your peanut gallery there, that is trying to like, oh, you can't do that. You know, like you're stretching yourself too far. You're not going to be able to succeed this. You're setting us up for failure. Whatever their grievances are, you want to be able to bring those things out so that you can make new agreements around it. So if you really look at this like any other relationship, okay, now that we've kind of separated these aspects of ourselves out, now it's just like any other relationship. And you've probably maybe said these things or heard these things. Now, you always do that. You always do that annoying thing. I can't believe you did that. I can't believe you could be so stupid, you know, whatever these things are. Is to list those things out. You know, if you were to do that in a relationship, I always have to do the dishes. You know, you're the one who's all, you know, ignoring the cat litter. You know, I'm always doing everything around here. Whatever those stories are, well, whatever those grievances are inside of yourself, whether it's the way you're talking or treating yourself, whether it's the behaviors that you're getting into, whatever the case, list out all the grievances. You want to just do a brain dump here and get it all out, because that's going to give us the fuel that we need to really make new agreements around this and come to a better understanding within yourself. So could be decisions, could be behaviors or patterns, right? It could, one of the ones in the workbook that I listed there is speaking up with yourself around holding boundaries, right? Like whatever it is, list it all out there. Go ahead and pause the video now. And when we come back, we'll take the next step. All right, welcome back. Next step here, the peace treaty. We're gonna make a peace treaty with ourselves. This is the fun part. As I mentioned before, inner conflict, dealing with ourselves can get super heavy and pretty stressful and kind of frustrating. So it's important to bring some fun into this. and to really just have some fun with ourselves. And I couldn't think of a better way of doing this and making an agreement than an actual peace treaty. So I don't care how you write it. You can write it in really simple, plain language. You can write it in legalese. You can, you know, write it in Elvish, you know, if you want to, or whatever. People have submitted a ton of these to me, not for my review, but just to share it with me as part of my course in self-love. And they're always awesome. And it's just really cool to see the fun and creative and new ways that people can communicate with themselves. Super awesome. So rule number one here, you can't do it wrong, right? Just have fun with it. And remember, like, if you don't like it, you can just change it later. You can always rewrite the thing. In fact, we're going to talk about that later. So it's super powerful. And I've given you two examples in the book. You can actually even click a link and it'll take you to those examples in a Google Doc. You make a copy of that Google Doc into your Google Drive, and you could just, you know, fill it in yourself. You can use one of these. I took the time to write them. This is, you know, the shorter one is one that that's the first one I wrote for myself, basically. Made a few quick updates to it here for you, but that's the first one I did for myself. So you use the format, put it in whatever language that you need to, and write out your peace treaty, okay? You can work from one of the templates there. Go ahead and pause the video now and have some fun with it. All right, welcome back. I hope that was fun for you. And I'm really excited. If you wanna submit it, I'd love to read what you wrote to yourself. You can send it to me at nick@nickhansinger.com. And I'm right on the other side of that. I'd love to see what you came up with. So that brings us to the step four here, the final step, and that's your daily practice. This is not gonna do you a lot of good to just do it once and to shove it in a corner and leave it, right? It's just gonna sit there. Your brain will forget about it. It'll fall away. You'll probably feel better already, right now. And we get back into our habits and our patterns. Old things start to creep in. And before it's like, oh yeah, that thing, right? I remember. We wanna make this a living practice. And if you think about any other relationship, if you've had trouble in your relationship, we've all probably been in those rough patches. It's not a one and done moment like in the movies when all of a sudden, oh, we've had our out and now, you know, now we've worked through our stuff and we're back. It's a day-to-day process, day in, day out, about showing up for that relationship, really honoring it and respecting it as we move through to reform it into something that's really healthy and supportive. And that's the same thing that we want to do here. In my mind, this is actually a little bit more simple because we can do it for ourselves anytime, anywhere. So what I would say first and foremost is you want to take your peace treaty out and you want to read it to yourself every morning. It's the perfect way to set your day, especially if you're struggling a lot with inner conflict on self-criticism, because it sets the stage right out. And if you happen to forget while you slept, or, you know, you kind of get out of bed and just start going and you get back into your day without thinking about it, well, this is that disruptor that that changes that pattern and helps you decide for something new every single day. It reaffirms for yourself and it helps you to make that internal commitment to keep the peace. And to be able to navigate it when that peace is violated, to have a better conversation with yourself about how to correct it. In my self-love course, this is one of the first things I have everybody do, if you haven't already done it, is to do or revisit your peace treaty so that you can reaffirm that with yourself. Because as you move through that process, this fundamental piece is that important because it has to do with how we communicate with ourselves, how we treat ourselves, and how we really nurture ourselves into that fullness. Now, I believe that you are perfect exactly as you are. You were perfectly designed. There are no mistakes. And so the process of self-love is about really resolving these inner conflicts, these old stories, the things that take us away from that or drag us down and deplete us, so that your fullness, your brilliance, and all of the wonderful, unique things that make you, you, get to shine and you get to be more of you with more happiness and more joy. And I mentioned that doubling your confidence, like you notice as soon as this conflict inside of yourself starts to tone down, you have an immediate boost in confidence. But I'm telling you, that is just the beginning. There is so much more beyond that that will really allow you to step into your life in a new way. And this is just the beginning. So I hope it's been useful for you. I encourage you to do this, really take it seriously, redo it as needed, you know, revisit it just like you would any other treaty. You revisit it to make sure that it's updated for current affairs and circumstances, and to make it a living practice for yourself. And I guarantee not only will it make a profound impact in your life quickly, that over the long term, it sets the stage for all kinds of incredible and exciting growth and new experiences for you in your life. And that is something that I'm really excited about. As I mentioned, you know, this is just the beginning of this. And if you want to explore the conversation about what's possible for you in your life, some of the resources that we have, including In Self-Love, my course on self-love, then I encourage you to reach out to me. You can reach out nick@nickhansinger.com or simply visit my website and check out nickhansinger.com/loveyourself to take a really deep and substantial dive into your relationship with yourself, and to do it in a really amazing community of people who are wanting the same in their lives and are really supportive of one another. So I hope you'll join me over there. I can't wait to see you. And more than anything, I wish you peace. Peace within yourself, and to have that peace in your life. My name is Nick. I'm the Mystic Next Door. We'll see you next time.